8 Perek Yivam is Mishnah Dalet. I'm Rabbi Yeshua Shemati Shasris Choylitz Choylitzin L'Ishtoi. I heard that a Sris, a person who is infertile, can do Chalitza, and also his wife requires, if her husband dies, required to do Chalitza. And I heard and another Meimra that says the exact opposite, that a Sris is not allowed to do Chalitza, and it doesn't. And if his wife, loichal salishta, vein of the fash, I have no way of explaining this. Amar Rabbi Akiva, ani afarish. Sris Adam choylets v'choytsim leishta. Sris Adam is choylets v'choytsim leishta, mipnei shehoytsim leshasa koisha. Sris Adam means a person, like we saw before, psodaka kru shifra, that he was wounded, mutilated, whatever. And he became a saris, he became infertile as a result of that. So he said, that type of person, you need to make chalitza. And he can make chalitza, and if he died, his wife needs chalitza, because he had a shasa kosher, which means he initially was a regular person. Just afterwards, something happened. So he's considered a regular person, also in respect to Yibun. But Svizchal, a person was born infertile, then lo chalitza, he cannot do chalitza. Lo chalitza lishto, we can't. His wife does not need chalitza. Yeah. Because the maise, the whole thing of chalitza is because we wanted the first husband to have a child. So the wife couldn't have, through the first husband, she has to have a brother. But the first one, anyway, couldn't have children from the beginning. There's no din of yibun chalitza. Ki. Not so, but it's the other way around. Person was born infertile, you give him certain medicines, and he will become fertile. So therefore, he can do chalitza, and his wife needs chalitza. Person that was physically mutilated, there's nothing to do for him, and therefore, he is not shaykh to even chalitza. Yeah, lemaisa we pass him like Rabbi Akiva, which is the other way around. Hey, Rabbi Yishuv and Maseir, Rabbi Magusa, Shoyi B'Yerushalayim, Sris Adam, V'yibmo Es Ishto, L'kam Tzim Rabbi Kiva. We also have the Eidus of Rabbi Yishuv and Maseir, of this person Yerushalayim, that was, a person was born as a normal person, and then his reproductive organ was damaged, as we learned in the previous Mishnayos, and they did do Yibum to his wife. Because like Rabbi Kiva's opinion.